Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears broadcasting live from the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio on this getaway Friday, August the 14th, 2026, 14 minutes past 11 a.m. Joined here by Matt Morgan, 59th Annual Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Big events going on tonight, 9 p.m. The Kentucky Headhunters will be here on the main stage. And along the way, over the next 2 hours, we will be joined by the 2026 Bratwurst Festival Queen, Madison Kent, first runner-up Jasmine Taylor, and second runner-up Eva Kozinski, and I would imagine some other queens will be joining them as well. And we hope to be joined by our friends, as we have been each and every year, Wayne Golub and Anthony Solkar, who will be performing some great Bratwurst Festival music, polka, accordion music, which is so enshrined here at the Bratwurst Festival. Since 1968, 59 Bratwurst Festivals. I believe the only time they did not have a Bratwurst Festival was in 2020, when the pandemic was going on. So, Matt, here we are.
Yeah.
All right. Run down the events that are going on today at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival.
All right. At 1 p.m. today, there will be a cream puff eating contest at the Shrines Park. At 2 p.m., the Bucyrus Nazarene Praise Band will be at Shines as well. Also at 2 p.m., there will be water balloons at the Family Fun Zone. At 2:30, Minimoto at the Family Fun Zone. At 3 o'clock, there will be a watermelon eating contest at Shines Park. At 4 p.m., Dylan Coppler will be at Shines Park. At 4 p.m., also, Kitty Tractor Pool at the Family Fun Zone. At 5 p.m., there is a pizza-eating contest at the Shines Park. The parade is at 6 p.m. Uprising is at Shines Park at 7 p.m. At 7:30 p.m., the Rick George Band will be on the main stage, and they will play for roughly an hour, as the soundcheck for the Kentucky Headhunters is going to be at 8:30. So, if you want to get there and see the Kentucky Headhunters and get good seats, you should be there like 8:15. And then, obviously, the Kentucky Headhunters at 9 p.m. on the main stage.
40 years of great entertainment from the Kentucky Headhunters, celebrating 40 years this year, starting in 1986. Now, what jumps out to you on that list today? Big events you would like to see?
I don't know who Rick George is. I assume Uprising is a band, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But, obviously, I think the Kentucky Headhunters is probably the biggest thing here. But as far as things I'd like to participate in, the watermelon eating contest is pretty good. I like watermelon. I can get behind a watermelon eating contest.
What about the cream puff?
Cream puffs are not great. They're okay. Just a lot.
Well, they're very sugary.
Yes.
They've got a lot of potency to them. But they are good. Now tell people what a cream puff is.
I mean, it's just like some kind of puff pastry with powdered sugar and some kind of like fluffed cream stuff in the middle. I mean, yeah.
Cream, I believe, is what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what it's made of. I don't know.
Thank you. All right, I'll tell you what, we are having fun here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and who knows who's going to be showing up in the next 2 hours. It is, there's a lot of stuff planned in the next 2 hours, so we'll see how well it goes. Timing is everything, as they say.
Well, I think so. Timing's always good.
We hear a little bit of a siren here in the Bucyrus area at this point. What to you makes this festival so unique?
Well, I mean, I think there are a few things. I mean, you know, I don't know anywhere else that has polka music at their festival. Obviously, their queens are dressed in you know, dirndls.
I mean, you know, they got a mask. I mean, I guess, you know, Marion has Poppy, but, you know, they have you know, Roddy, you know. I mean, it's just an interesting kind of a festival. I mean, it's you know, German Heritage Festival.
It sure is a whole different feel over here. And Bucyrus, of course, a German town.
Yeah.
So I think you have all that figures into a very big event here in Crawford County. And I would say their biggest event all year round.
Probably. I could believe that. I mean, they have, they always have good entertainment, or at least they have the last, you know, 4 years.
You know, I would say that this probably rivals the Crawford County Fair.
I don't know if I've ever been to the Crawford County Fair.
Well, I don't know that I've ever been to it myself, but I think this event probably tops it with the popularity.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on at the. I mean, I don't know what they got going on at the Crawford County Fair, I guess, but I can assure you that they have like demolition derbies. Those are popular. They probably have tractor pulls. Tractor pulls tend to be popular. You know, things like that. There are things.
Yeah, but I'm surprised at the things that are starting to go by the wayside at events like this. At events like that, I should say. Events like this seem to be doing very well. Everybody likes a street festival, I think, because you don't have to pay attendance. It's outside. It is not agriculturally founded. And I think that's a whole different feel. And the entertainment is more top drawer.
Whatever happened to block parties?
Well, I don't think people do that anymore. I don't think people know their neighbors.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, that'd be my understanding. I believe that's probably why we don't have block parties anymore.
I don't know. I've said hi to my neighbors, but they just kind of look at me like I'm funny.
You want to have a block party in your own neighborhood?
Block parties are cool. We had a block party when I was young. And, like, I don't know, the neighborhood. I don't know what you would call it. We just always called it the neighborhood.
So people came out for that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was really young, but I remember there being, yeah.
Now, where was this at?
In Marion.
Oh, Marion.
Yeah.
Because you now live in Caledonia.
Yeah.
Do you like living in Caledonia?
I mean, I don't know. I live on, like, the outskirts of Caledonia, so I don't really go into the village a whole lot. So I don't really know what's going on in there. But, I mean, you know, it's just like living in the county, I guess. It's just not, you know, like, so rural.
You know, it is very interesting. Things are starting to pick up here. At the Bratwurst Festival, you see a lot of people out now. You're seeing a lot of people appear walking up and down the midway here. A lot of people at Holistic Wellness. Well, isn't that interesting? There's a Holistic stand right across the way over here. And that's where everybody is right now. They're getting some kind of demonstration of holistic medicine.
I wonder what all they got going on over there.
We should go see if they got any castor oil.
Get them over here and then ask them about the holistic medicine.
Well, they're busy right now. Look at that. They've got a whole group of people around them. I mean, nobody right now at the macaroon stand, nobody at Schmitz, nobody at T-Mobile, but there are probably 7 or 8 people around the holistic medicine stand.
I think I might get into the herbal remedies business.
Herbal?
Herbal.
What's herbal?
Herbal.
Oh, that's herbal.
Yeah, herbal.
Yeah, okay.
Might do
you want to sell it? Well, that's very interesting.
You can upcharge like a lot of money, and make a lot of money. You know, people like health, and yeah. Anytime you buy like holistic medicine, it's always like $1 trillion.
$1 trillion.
Unless you're just like going to the grocery store and buying castor oil.
Well, you know the castor oil. The castor oil, the grounding, that doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, grounding's free. Well. The people who funded that research I mentioned at the fair, they own a business that sells like stuff for you to ground. Like they have like grounding mats, and they have grounding beds, and they have I don't remember what all they, but they got a whole bunch of stuff. I was looking at it when we were at the fair, and I just thought that website was interesting.
You know, it's very interesting as I look around here. The day, which started off very wet, very unpredictable weather-wise, has now turned into a typical day at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival.
Well, that's good. It took a little longer than I guess I thought it would, but it's picking up the pace, yeah.
I bet they draw a great crowd tonight for the Kentucky Headhunters. Now, wasn't it interesting that the Kentucky Headhunters, so says the chair of entertainment here, came for just this event? Now, the Popcorn Festival stance is that nobody could come, nobody's in the area, so on and so forth.
I think that the Popcorn Festival people ought to get a hold of that the gentleman who we talked to. He seems to have a pretty good idea of what he's doing.
Here's the thing. If you don't want country music or you don't have the money to bring it in, say that. Don't lie.
If you don't have the money to bring it in, you might be able to get some people to fundraise for you next year.
I
want some better music.
Again, their reasoning was the problem. You know, their reasoning was nobody's in the area and you don't understand how we have to route these things and so on and so forth. And that's understandable. So if it is a price point, that's understandable. If it's because you just didn't have a night for them, that's understandable. But again, if the Bratwurst Festival 1 month prior, less than a month prior to your event, can do it solely based on just calling somebody up and saying, can you do this? Why can't you?
Like I said, I think that the Marion Popcorn Festival made a mistake by not having any country music. I mean, I think that, you know, country music is the most popular genre of music, you know, at least in Marion, and, you know, in Bucyrus, I assume so as well. So, I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't do that, but I guess that they're just not doing things the same way.
Well, these are very agriculturally oriented societies, so you have to understand what your core group is going to be.
I would think so, but I mean, I guess they have, you know, rock bands.
Okay.
I like rock music. I went to a rock concert 2 days ago.
But do you know any of the people at this year's Popcorn Festival?
No.
There you go.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe I know like one of their songs, but
well,
I don't,
to
I,
me,
I don't
herein
know
lies
name,
the problem.
Yeah. I'm not gonna go out of my way to go see these people at the Popcorn Festival.
No, and I think that's what ultimately becomes the problem.
Well, I mean, I think the concerts are obviously your big draw. I mean, it always gets busier during the you know, later when the concerts are near. I figure the concerts are your big draw. If you want to do more business at the Popcorn Festival, you should bring in larger acts. More people spend more money.
Well, and I think these bands that were popular in the 80s and 90s or solo acts are still appealing to people. I mean, clearly down at the Ohio State Fair, they just had Sammy Kershaw and another one that was of that era, that country music wise, that was very popular.
Well, I mean,
Alison Krauss, I believe.
Oh, I don't know of her, but no, I mean, country music's gonna be the. I mean, anytime you go to I guess this isn't a fair per se, but it's kind of like a fair. But you know. When you're in a place like Bucyrus or Marion, and you know a good portion of the people are farmers, I don't know why you would avoid the country music.
No, I think a mistake.
Yeah.
But nobody can say they ever made a mistake, which is one of the problems. And I think people should just own up to that sort of thing and then be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would have been that would be the best way to handle it. Just if you don't have the money, say you don't have the money. And I think that that do it in right there.
You know, some people really enjoy a festival. I mean, they've got an art tent, I believe, down here. Maybe it's not a tent. Maybe just a building. I believe there's an art building down there where a lot of people look at paintings and things people have created. There's a lot of things around here that are enjoyable for people. And by the way, this is on the strip that Baker's Pizza is on. A lot of people enjoy Baker's Pizza. It's on the Midway here.
Is this place only open one time a year?
The office?
Yeah.
I imagine the office is not to this degree, yes, but I think they use it for other things.
Okay. I don't know why, but I mean, just interesting to have the Bratwurst Festival headquarters, I guess.
Well, I think it's very good to have a place where you can sell your merchandise, where you can keep your information. You know, I'm not sure if anybody's archiving the Marion Popcorn Festival stuff. Do you see Popcorn Festival shirts or hats or merchandise like that anymore? I haven't for a long, long time.
I don't know that I've ever seen
bratwurst, or sorry, I don't know that I've ever seen Popcorn Festival merchandise.
There you go.
I mean, everything you see at the Popcorn Festival is like the lemon shakes and the fries and the, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's a very food-oriented event.
Yeah. And no popcorn at the Popcorn Festival.
Well, that's been a bad contention for years and years and years. We really don't know why that is, but it is what it is, as they say.
I'm going to get me a popcorn cart and start selling popcorn at the fair.
Now, your conversation that happened in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with the Queens was what? What time are we expecting the Queens?
Should be noonish.
And we've also talked with the head of entertainment around here. And as soon as the Kentucky Headhunters complete what they need to complete, they should be down here. And at some point, Wayne Gullub and Anthony Solkar will appear here as well with great polka German music.
You know, I've been doing German now for 245 days.
And what can you do for us?
Not much. I can read German a lot better than I can speak it.
As we're on the streets here of the Bucyrus Popcorn Festival, turning out to be a beautiful day here in Bucyrus, Ohio, and looking forward to all that will come with this great festival.
Smith's worst is very good. No. Smith's worst is sehr good.
Yeah.
I think that's close enough.
Very good?
Yeah. Smith's
so sehr is very.
Yes.
Okay. And good is good?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, it's like G-U-T.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that doesn't sound that different than
it's not.
English.
It's not. German's pretty easy to learn.
Well, maybe that's why dictators were able to fill...
Like...
fool people.
But they have a picture of Brody there on a flag, and it says, welcome in, on the the thing. And it just means, you know, welcome.
Well, Brody's been around for a while, and I happen to believe that I think Poppy was a little bit of a copy.
Of what?
Brody.
Oh, Poppy was a copy of Brody.
Yeah, I think so, because I don't think Poppy has been around all that long.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the Brody, I don't know, is better than Poppy, in my opinion, but I don't know. They're both mascots, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Brody is a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brody is a, what would you say? What would you call Brody?
He's just a
German person?
Yeah, he's just a German dude wearing lederhosen.
Yeah, and which a lot of people do wear here, by the way. See, I love a themed out festival. I think that's what makes this great.
Oh, he's also got the long socks on.
Well, he does have the long socks. Why don't you... I did the Popcorn Festival Queen list. Somebody might want to know this stuff. I did the Queen list from 2000 on. Why don't you do from 1968 through 2000?
Oh, that's a list.
You know, it's interesting. You would think there have been 26 years from 2000 to 2026, which is what I did, but 68 to 2000, which sounds like a much longer period of time, is not. 32 years.
What? What'd you say?
I
was looking at the
I said that the years that I read from 20 to 26... And from 68, oh, I hear some people doing some tests down there, seems like a long period of time. But if you would read from 68 to 2000, that seems like a much longer period of time. But it really is not. There's 26 years from 20 to 26, mm-hmm. and there's only 32, just six more years from 68 to 2000.
Yeah, but it's just because 1968 sounds like, you know,
yeah, ancient times. When really, 2000's about ancient times considered to now. So there you go. So run down that list starting in 68.
All right.
The Queens of the Bratwurst Festival.
In 1968, it was Gail Fetter. In 69, Linda Esterline. In 1970, Cindy Wells. 1971, Kathy Baldy. In 1972, Beth Utz. 1973, Sandy Graham. 1974, Annette Hipscher. 75, Julia Ann Spounseller. 1976, Valerie Epley. In 77, Debbie Rule. 78, Becky Young. 79, Cindy Bowersock. 80, Patricia Ann Studer. 81, Kathy Lapley. 82, Kathleen Baker. 83, Carla Horsley. 84, Renee Daniel. 85, Cindy Lambert. 86, Melissa Krall. 87, Amy Mollenkopf. 88, Joanne Leonhardt. 89, Sherry Redmond. 90, Melissa Redden. 91, Jennifer Leonberger. 92, Beth Cole. 93, Kay Gray. We're getting somewhere. 94, Nadine Luidhart. 95, Don Cook. 96, Mary Margaret Lavinia? Yeah, Mary Margaret Lavinia. Sorry, it's an interesting name. I like it. 97, Tanya Reynolds. 98, Carissa Murphy. 99, Heather Morton and the Double Zeros, Shara Dyer.
Yeah, now, did you read 93? I thought you went from 91 to 92 to 94.
Yeah, Kay Gray.
Okay, Kay Gray, all right. Now, did you recognize any of those names?
No, but I mean, I know some of the, like, last names, but I don't know that any of those people are related to any of the people I know.
I wonder if any of the past queens are still here. I wonder if the first queen is still around.
Could be.
We don't know.
No, I mean, I guess not. But...
Well, you think she'd come back every year to be honored during this gala event? Next year, 60 years.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 60 years of the Bratwurst Festival.
You know, I think this thing could go on forever.
I wonder what the big difference is or was between the Colonel Crawford days and the Bratwurst Festival.
I don't know, but I would think if there is any difference that the Bratwurst Fest was probably just more German themed. You know, they got Brody and the Lederhosen and the you know, things like that.
You know, we were here.
Oh, and the queens in their dirndls. I'm looking right at the queens.
Yeah, but you know, the first year we were here, I believe in 2018, that was the year that Colonel Crawford was beheaded.
Beheaded.
Oh yes.
Like a statue of him?
Yes, the famous statue of Colonel Crawford, just right over here, at the Crawford County Courthouse. One day, the head was chopped right off Colonel Crawford.
Why?
We don't know. And I don't believe the original head ever turned up, and I don't believe the police chief ever was able to apprehend the culprit. But I remember that year, I think we had the police chief on, who was talking about that. That was a big thing.
Is it just, like, well, I mean, obviously, like the schools and whatnot, but, like, is, like, did Colonel Crawford, like, found Bucyrus, or, like, how did he just get tied up in Bucyrus lore?
There's some kind of story behind him. I forget what it is. There's an interesting story behind Colonel Crawford, and that's why he's a folk hero.
Of Bucyrus?
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I just mean, like, okay. I'm talking about,
what do you think about somebody beheading him? Now, thank God somebody was able to get some money together and redo his head and put it back on there. But at one point, he was guillotined.
Well, I mean, I think defacing public property is always a bad thing. You shouldn't be destroying things. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that they beheaded the man, but at least they got a head put back on him.
Yeah, but the culprits always in these events get away. Much like Harding's dog collar in Marion, the culprits always get away.
It's because there's, like, well, I would assume, it's because there's no real motive. Like, why? Like, what's the point? It's a statue.
Yeah, but people do it, and those type of things get more attention than your regular crimes.
It's because your regular crimes are, like you said, regular crimes. I mean, it's not every day a statue's beheaded.
Or a dog collar stolen.
Yeah, or a dog collar.
And I think people always assume.
Or Lady Justice ends up missing.
You know, we talk about these flock cameras. Nobody was able to find Colonel Crawford's head, and nobody was able to find the Harding dog collar.
Are there flock cameras here?
No. I'm just saying that in, you know, apparently that's what solves crimes. And I guess when you look back in time, we didn't solve crimes in those days.
Well, I mean, I think we solved crimes, but I mean, you know,
not like those big deal crimes.
Like knocking the head off of a statue.
Colonel Crawford, yes.
It's a statue.
No, people don't like that.
It's not Colonel Crawford.
On the courthouse. On the courthouse.
It's a piece of stone.
The symbol of justice.
Colonel Crawford is the symbol of justice.
No, the courthouse is the symbol of justice.
Oh.
And that's where Colonel Crawford is.
I was about to say. I was like, I don't think Colonel Crawford is. But no, I mean, I don't know. Build a statue of Lady Liberty.
Well, I don't know. I think it was
you
a sad...
You cut her head off, it wouldn't make a difference anyway. She's blind.
Well, I remember. It was very upset. Are you saying being blind and having your head cut off are the same thing?
No.
I don't think that that's true.
No, I mean, if you're beheaded...
He said, what makes the difference? She's already blind.
Well, she,
well if you throw up your
she,
head...
She wears the...
You know,
the,
you breathe out of your head, you talk out of your head.
I mean, you...
You smell out of your head.
Well, I mean, you can't have any failings of justice if the lady's blind and can't hear.
Yeah, but what do you want to take the head off for?
I don't know. I thought it was funny. She's blind.
So guillotine her.
No.
I'll tell you what.
She's already blind. Okay. So you know, no seeing of the you know the color, the genders, or any of that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean. Take the head off, she still can't see you.
You know, I watched...
it didn't make a
recently,
difference.
You know, this reminds me of something. I recently watched an episode of In the Heat of the Night. Now, this is a good old drama series from the
movie or the show?
No, the TV show. From the 80s and 90s with the late, great Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker. And it was a great episode. There's a lot of great episodes in that series. But he's playing, you know, Sheriff Gillespie. Chief Gillespie in the series. And essentially, what goes on in this particular episode, you brought up this Lady Justice is blind, is somebody comes into the small town and hits a young kid who's riding a bicycle with a truck. Now, they don't kill the kid, but they possibly paralyze him for life, and the kid almost dies. And then they find out that the guy who hit him has a bunch of drugs in the back of his truck. So they arrest him for, you know, vehicular or whatever, hitting somebody, so on. Arrest him for a bunch of crimes. But then they come to find out, when they're checking to see that he had all these drugs in the back, that he is actually a drug runner for a big-time mafia person. So the feds come in, and they say, we're going to cut a deal with him, let him out of all these crimes in return for his testimony against the big drug man. And he takes that deal, and the sheriff, or the chief, Gillespie, is totally against this. And he's saying, you can't do that, so on and so forth. You know, and he's saying, I will not release him from my jail because we are going to try him for hitting the kid. And eventually the county sheriff comes in and arrests the guy, or frees the guy, and takes him out. And they're going to take him out to a free world. Well, in the meantime, the father of the kid is so upset when he finds out that this guy's going to get off scot-free, he gets a gun and goes over into the church and climbs up into the steeple. And when they bring the guy out to transport him to the, I guess, witness relocation program, the guy, the father, shoots him dead on the steps of the jail. And he's dead. And then they, of course, arrest the father of the boy for murder. And as they're doing that, Gillespie, the chief, is there with the DA. I'm coming to this Justice is Blind thing. He's there with the DA and the county prosecutor, and he says, now, you're not going to make a deal with that man, right? And they said, well, no. And they said, because you have nothing to gain from making a deal with that man, even though the deal you made with the other man is what made that man crazy. And they said, no, we're not. And he said, personally, I don't blame that man for what he did. And they said, well, Gillespie, you just got to come in with the times and blah, blah, blah. And as the episode's going off, Gillespie's line is, you know, I just figured out why Lady Justice is blind. It's because she doesn't want to see you guys making your deals. And he walks away.
I can believe that, yeah.
I think that that plea deals are a bit overplayed in the justice system.
And then there was a line in there somewhere about you got to change the Constitution about it's not pursuit and happiness for all, it's pursuit and happiness for those who can make a deal with you. Which, well, see, that's a very smart episode.
I think that's good. Yeah, I like that. Sounds like a good episode.
It's a good show. There are a lot of episodes like that. They tackle the death penalty.
Did they find the mob guy?
Well, I don't think... at that point, the man was dead.
You know anything about the mob?
Well, I know a little bit.
I like the mob.
Well, you're not supposed to like the mob.
Well... the mob is interesting. I don't like the mob. Don't join the mob.
They've all got crooked noses, and they all work in pizza joints.
I don't think that's exactly how it goes.
That's what my understanding is of the mob.
My understanding of the mob is that the mob is they're kind of just like business people,
a business.
But like
breaking legs and breaking noses.
Yeah, but I was about to say, but when you go against them and their business, you know they're gonna break your legs, and they're just really about their business.
Yeah, they're big business people. They're a strong. I wonder how they register with the Better Business Bureau. Leg breaking.
Well, you know they like to loan money, and you got to pay back the money, or they're gonna be like, well,
Well, it looks as if we're going to cram everything in the final hour here of our broadcast today.
What?
Much like it always is.
That'll be an exciting final hour.
We've only got 1 hour left after this, and I believe it is now 46 minutes past the hour.
I'm telling you, just turn up the brightness.
I don't even know. I couldn't do it now. If I tried to turn up the brightness, I'd disconnect something. I could see it when it was dark here earlier.
Yeah, it's because there's no light shining on the dark screen.
Wow, nothing gets past you.
I mean, just turn up the brightness.
You're as sharp as a knife.
just turn up the brightness.
Where?
And the problem's solved.
Don't touch things. You're going to break it. It'll kick us off the air. Folks, if we go off the air, it's not me. I'm not touching the computer.
I don't know. I can't see it.
Exactly. See, we're in a quandary here.
I can't turn it up. I can't see the brightness to turn up the brightness.
But we are still charging, so heaven.
Well, you're in good shape there.
Yeah, heaven's sake, we got that going on. Now it is a great time here at the Bratwurst Festival. Everything's turned out wonderful this year, and we got a big list of events coming up today.
Oh yes, today at 1 p.m. there will be a cream puff eating competition at Shines Park. At 2 p.m., the Bucyrus Nazarene Praise Band will be at Shines Park as well. Also at 2 p.m., there will be water balloons in the Family Fun Zone. And at 2:30, also in the Family Fun Zone, there will be the Mini Moto. At 3 p.m., there will be a watermelon eating contest at the Shines Park. At 4 p.m., Dylan Coppler at Shines Park. Also at 4 p.m., there's a kiddie tractor pool at the Family Fun Zone. At 5 p.m., there's the pizza eating competition at Shines Park. 6 p.m., the parade, which is, I don't know how long it'll last, but the next thing after the parade is Uprising at 7 p.m., also at Shines Park. 7:30, Rick George Band. He is the opener for the Kentucky Headhunters at 8:30. There will be, also on the main stage, I don't know if I said main stage already, at 8:30. Sound check for the Kentucky Headhunters, which obviously leaves at 9 p.m. the Kentucky Headhunters on the main stage.
Well, give them another riff of Dumas Walker here, because the Kentucky Headhunters apparently are going to join us here before the broadcast is up today. We're all looking forward to that. We're supposed to hear from our dear friends Wayne Golub and Anthony Solkar with the Bratwurst Festival music, and then the Queens this year are also supposed to join us. Madison Kent, Jasmine Taylor, and Eva Kozinski. Here we go. Dumas Walker on WGH Radio Kentucky Headhunters tonight, 9 p.m. at the Bratwurst Festival.
Get over the house and be-
was not Dumas Walker, by the way. This is Dumas Walker on WGH Talk, the Kentucky Headhunters. Let's all go. Dumas Walker, the Kentucky Headhunters, here on WGH Talk, live from the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio, during the Bratwurst Festival. Tonight at 9 p.m., they'll be on the main stage at the 159th annual Bratwurst Festival. Boy, it's going to be big tonight. 52 coming up on 53 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk time from the streets of the Bratwurst Festival. Matt, tell people what you see.
Well, there's people, and they're just kind of, you know, some of them are walking around. Some of them have food.
Is that what those were? People? Yeah, I understand. My Lord.
I mean, there's...
all those people.
I mean, I don't know. There's clouds, dark clouds. I mean, from where I'm sitting as far as businesses
dark
go.
Dark clouds. Yeah. Dark clouds and people.
I mean, I think that just about describes it. From where we're sitting, though, I can see some kind of frozen treat truck. Some boba tea. There's a cutlery place that's still not open. The holistic medicine places over there, they don't seem to... They have customers. They constantly have customers over there.
You know what they say, there's one born every minute.
There's the macaroon and cookie stand. There's the Smits. You know, I don't see Carly's, which is interesting.
I think they're
down there. Well, because I thought that was Carly's, but Carly's has the red barn looking thing. I think that's Carly's, and they moved down for some reason.
Well, it was probably because of all the steam here last year. Maybe. Remember all the steam that used to come over here and all the smoke, and they would pour the water on the grill, and oh, my Lord.
I didn't mind it.
Taking years off my life. I think it deficient my lungs.
Oh, no, you're not talking about... We went to when we went to Hocking Hills. We went hiking and it was I think the Saturday after the really bad smoke from the Canadian wildfires, and we went hiking that day. And oh,
I was dying with some kind of like bronchitis or something for like 3 weeks after that.
That's the day I would go hiking. The wildfire day.
Look, we were in the cabin was already rented.
I would cancel.
We did not know that there were going to be wildfires until we were already, you know.
Well, listen, once
we were like, well, it's tomorrow, you know.
Well, that's when you stay inside. Death is not a good option.
Oh, I didn't die. I knocked a couple years off.
Now, this is interesting. Over here by this snowy shaved ice stand, they've got a Flavor 6 dispenser out in front. Now, I guess you can get your different flavors from this dispenser. So maybe you get your shaved ice from the truck here, and then you go over and you can dispense your own flavor, I guess.
What if I just went over there and just drank the flavoring?
Well, they'd probably arrest you. And you'd end up like Colonel Crawford, beheaded
at the courthouse.
Beheaded at the courthouse. What a place to not only deface, beheaded.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, I don't know.
Why do you want his head?
I don't know. Maybe he.
I'll tell you, kids and their tricks.
What'd he do? What'd he do?
I'm sure these are all just high school pranks. I think the dog collar is a high school prank.
Oh. There's some pretty bad high school pranks. I mean,
well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, beheading the colonel. You would have to know there's no camera, or you wouldn't do it. See, if there was a flock camera out there, we'd know who did it.
Maybe.
See, you people and your fear of flock cameras, please.
No, I'm telling you.
Like the good people say, if you didn't do anything wrong, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Just let them search your house.
But if you're out beheading Colonel Crawford or you're stealing dog collars, we'll find you.
They didn't.
They didn't have them then.
Well,
that wouldn't go on today.
What if it did?
I don't think it would. I think people are scared now because they know those cameras are out there. Which maybe is why crime's on a decrease.
Well, I think if crime was on a decrease, you wouldn't.
I don't understand why we don't look at tech. Why do we not look at crime? All other things in life, technology's fine. You know, you never used to be able to have a phone in the classroom, now you do.
Oh, no, technology.
You never used to be able to use your calculator in the classroom, now you do.
No,
you never used to be able to do any of this stuff. Now everybody's got their own channel and their own podcast and their own whoop-de-doo. And all we all think that that's wonderful. But when it comes to law enforcement, oh, God, no. No, no, they gotta work back in the 60s. They got to work with nightsticks and horses. Put them on nightsticks and horses, and they're going to catch the criminals.
No,
that's
no,
nonsense.
No. I know. I think it's more like...
It doesn't make any sense to you. The only people who can't have technology are the police.
No. I think we should
let's give those criminals all that technology, but the police, no. Blah.
Like we should follow suit with Australia and just I do believe they banned people 16 years of age and under on social media. I think that's positive. I think that's a good thing. I think that, I mean, I don't know, there's a lot we could do to regulate the internet. The internet is certainly no good. And technology in and of itself, I mean, like you know, I don't know, like phones. People staring at their phones all the time. We went to the Five Finger Death Punch concert. And you know, looking out and around, you know, it's just phones. As far as the eye can see, nobody's even watching the concert. They're watching the concert through their phone so they can record the concert.
Right.
You know, I wasn't doing that.
Well, I don't think that's right.
No, I agree, not right.
But what's the point?
Technology's bad.
But that's their choice. Yeah, free will.
No, you don't. You don't. Free will doesn't exist.
Well, that's free will. You can either watch the concert or you can tape the concert.
Yep, can't do both.
No, you can't by yourself. That's why I still like having professional photographers and things of that nature.
Well, no.
People don't know how to take pictures. I'll tell you, I missed people like the late Walt Tseng. You know, Mr. Rogers, photographer, he knew what he was doing.
I think people are just, like, too self-interested. Everybody wants to take pictures of, like, themselves. You know what, like, I don't know, like, I take pictures of, like, sunsets. you know.
Wow.
But, yeah. I got a lot of good sunsets.
Okay.
Because sunsets, you know, sometimes I see a sunset, I'm like, wow, you know, that's really nice. So I'll take a picture of it.
59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time.
You don't ever just take pictures of sunset?
Well, sure, all the time. I'm sitting outside doing that every night. All right. Now, I think we have the Kentucky Headhunters coming up this next hour. I think we have Wayne Golub and Anthony Solcar. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit of Irish music. and German. And the Queens. You're going to go in and see radio the Queens to get down here because I don't know where they are. All right. We're coming up on this here. What do we got, a minute left this hour?
I don't know.
Less than a minute?
Yeah.
All right. We got less than a minute left. We're going to break. We got one more hour here from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, 159th edition. Don't you dare go anywhere. Kentucky Headhunters here tonight, 9 p.m. on the main stage. All kinds of great stuff going on. The Midway is starting to get packed over here, and we've got an hour to go. This is WGH Radio, Matt Morgan, Scott Spears, here on the streets, right in front of the Bratwurst Festival office. And we're going to break, but we're coming back with a whole nother hour. Stay tuned here from the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. You're listening to the